Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jesus just left Chicago, and it's not for New Orleans.
That's Baby Dusty and Frank bringing us back. Little Texas Blues, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Keita Fox. Keita's a great member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 6 years. She's been hanging out with us, and she's joins us all the way from Canada, from Ottawa, and she's the author of A Simple Life. That's one of your books, Keita. There's another one, isn't there?
Yep, Tipping Point to Happiness.
There
that's
it is.
So written.
I just don't have it in front of me. I just couldn't quite get it out. Usually, I know which the great books in my library here because people come to my office and get them and leave with them. So I think somebody may have done that with your other book. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. KeitaSpock.com, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Keita and I are talking about how to change the cycle. Or at least how to, not change, Keita, because that's presumptuous, isn't it? How to evaluate, how to reevaluate, how to do a little due diligence on the cycle of your professional and personal life that you've gotten into to make sure that what you're doing, the time you're spending, the effort you're making, the investment you're making, is going to produce something that you're going to be happy about, right?
Right.
And we talked about, you said we have to admit it, we have to pick our priorities, we have to set ourselves up on the path, and then what?
The next thing we do, because now that we've examined ourselves, Jim, is we have to take a look, obviously, at our own attitude. Because if you're going into this, well, it's not going to work, or I always fail, what you think is what's going to happen. And that's a universal principle. But you also have to take a look at the people and the situations that are either repeating themselves or are around you a lot of the time. And you have to be very, get a little bit exact here about whether they are contributing to your success, contributing to you being a good, better person, or is there some kind of downside to a situation you're participating in or to a person that is either doing business with you or maybe you're working for them as a supplier. There's somebody perhaps in the picture that is not doing you any favor.
And when I turned 40, I read Gail Sheehy's book, Passages. Mm-hmm. And that I don't subscribe to everything that she said, but that kind of got my attention. And from that moment on and to this day, I have tried to avoid people and things that make me unhappy. And I've done a pretty good job of that. But it means that I've had to do, without realizing I guess I was doing it, I've had to do some of the stuff you're talking about. You talk about attitude, people, situations. These are things that sometimes we invite them into our lives. Sometimes we're minding our own business and they run over us, right?
Yes, they do.
And so you have to have like an antenna, don't you, for things. And after a while you say, whoa, that person looks like a normal person, but he's not.
Yeah.
And you get to where you can see it coming at you.
Yes, you can. Sometimes these things are necessary because in and of themselves, they become a bit of a lesson or a learning process
for us
as professionals and privately. But you're right in terms of eventually developing a more acute awareness of what is working or who will be a good person to hang out with or who isn't.
Isn't this all part of being true to yourself, Keita? Because we all have only so many minutes in the day, so many days in the week, et cetera, et cetera. We can't, it's up to us to be in control of our time, how we use our time and our resources. And we can't allow other people to abuse that, especially if it's not something, unless it's something that well, you know, helping people is not abusing it. But my point is we have to be the guardian of our own time and resources, don't we?
Yeah, you are the you're the steward of yourself, of your existence here. And that may sound very, oh my gosh.
Right.
But we are all, in and of ourselves, very important to what we are trying to accomplish here. And that, if you can keep that in mind, then that helps you understand that you have the right,
right,
to say no. You have the right to say no to someone or to something that you know is either going to hurt you or is going to be detrimental to your business.
And then you say you have to commit to change and find someone to share it with.
Yes. If you have that priority you've made, let's say we go back to the idea of being able to delegate better in 2017, then share that one priority with a close supporter, a friend, perhaps it might be your spouse, but only with one. And let them be someone who actually is supporting you, who is saying, yeah, that's a great idea, or I think it's time, or who someone can give you that morale boosting when you need to come through and you're feeling that things are a little bit more challenging.
And you're that way, you're that for them. You're my friend Noah St. John, former old member of our Brain Trust, called them loving mirrors.
Yes.
I call them my SOBs. They love me enough to tell me the truth.
Yeah, and truth is a big word here.
Yeah. Truth and trust too, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Keita, good job today. Give us the website again, please.
The website is KeitaSzpach.com, KeitaSzpach.com.
Hey, Keita, let's have a good 2017 together. What do you think?
We're going to have a great one.
Thank you. Keita Szpach, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Keita joined us. I got to go for this for just a minute. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.